Yo, welcome to Let's Be Real, everyone. What's going on? What's going
it's
on?
Hot in here, boys. Hot it is, in here.
We had a hot debate about, you know, the uncompetitiveness of Kevin Durant and the niggas who compare it to their 9-to-5 jobs, and you know,
which was you, sir.
Listen,
don't snitch on
my
yourself.
Job. Ain't 9-to-5. I got a career. But yeah, so we're not going to touch on that too much because we debated that topic ad nauseum here at LBR. But what's going on, man? I'm Joe Manbu.
Big Shirt.
QB.
Your boy, Sean.
Yeah, Sean. Word up. It's good, man. Glad to have the crew all back. I know it was gone last week. Some interesting topics.
Great value, but Isaac Hayes. How you doing, brother?
Oh, shit. Okay. Great value.
He looked more like Bad News Brown, man.
Yo, what? Chill. Come stupid, on, man. Come on.
If I showed you a picture of Bad News Brown, I bet you'd be like, yo, that's Joe's father right there.
Yeah, chill. Stupid, man. But what's going on? We got some topics today. This episode is actually untitled because I didn't know what the fuck I to fucking talk about. It was kind of last
That's
minute.
Real.
But
It's real shit.
To thus far. I'll probably put a name on it after this broadcast.
Yeah.
Obviously we're talking NBA playoff news, today's topic, and we're talking about where Paul George ended up in free agency. Now, I just want to Paul George had lost to Utah, so I'm assuming that Paul George will be joining them next year since he's a free
agent. If it's his career move, let him do it. Do it for you, Paul. You don't owe nobody shit.
Listen,
but he's not joining Utah. That's not happening.
Yeah, he's not.
They're a good team, but they're not joining there because he's not. But let's talk about the NBA playoff news. That's obviously the big thing. Obviously, you know. The game three yesterday, LeBron James with the clutch run off the backboard to beat the DeRozan-less Raptors because he wasn't there in the fourth quarter. He was actually 3-for-13 in the game and played pretty efficiently. Kyle Lowry coming with 27 points, which Sherman is always talking shit about Lowry.
Useless!
He surprised me yesterday, too.
Exactly, man. But, you know.
He did all right yesterday.
He played better than anybody on his team yesterday.
Yeah, for once. Yeah.
In the playoffs, that is.
He's a $30 million man a year. He's not a bum, but I get what you're saying. For that much money, he should be producing more.
I'd rather have Terry Rozier.
See, I can agree with you, but you over here sweating like a lollipop kid and shit.
Yo, son, that's passion right there, boy.
I'd rather have Terry Rozier than
Terry
Kyle Lowry.
He's also a lot cheaper.
And also he's a lot younger.
Kyle Lowry's like 31 now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
He's in his prime now, I guess you would say.
Rozier?
No, he ain't even touched it yet. Yeah, so let's talk about a little bit about that game. I didn't watch much of it. I saw some highlights, but give me how you feel. I saw the runner. The runner was great. Listen, I'm not a LeBron James fanatic or enthusiast, but he's proven that, it's against the Raptors. We know the Raptors, that every year this is the story with them. They have a great regular season. They become a doormat. But, LeBron has proven, why he's one of the greatest players. And, he's playing a heck of a series so far. So, tell me a little bit about what you guys take away from the game.
The takeaway from this series in general is like, everybody thought Toronto was going to be...
Not me. I said it before, I never had faith. Never had faith in the Raptors, ever.
All right. No, I didn't.
I've watched year after year of them just crumbling.
I had Cleveland in six, but...
I'm saying four now. It's about to be a sweep. Their hearts got ripped out their chest yesterday, man.
Yeah.
It's done.
I mean,
did you see their faces on the bench after he hit that shot?
Yeah, of course. Yo, bro, I would have shit it in my drawers after that shot.
Serge Ibaka had his hands on his hip, like looking at the shot, like.
Yeah, he knew it was going.
Really?
DeRozan just turned around and walked away.
Oh, wow.
Straight up.
It's actually in the meme. When they zoom in and he's sitting with his hands on his hip, like, yo.
Yeah.
He's going to hit the shot.
It was bad. They just walked away. Some of them just. Like, I don't know. Valanciunas just kneeled down at the on the chair or something like that. Yeah. He did. It was bad, man.
To me, Toronto just gave up.
They didn't give up.
They gave up. Game one, they had it and they had it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hit a shot within 2 feet.
They did what the Raptors do.
They wrapped up. That's what they do.
And then second game,
they wrapped that shit up early for themselves. That's what they did.
Yeah, this series is done.
But for me, DeMar DeRozan not being out there just says, listen, you can make a lot. You're the star player, but if you ain't hitting shots, what can you do? We gotta bench you.
Listen, this is what I'm saying, and I get what you're saying with that. It's like, you know, you're the best player, but you're not making any shots, so you need to not be in the game. But you look at it from an owner standpoint. I know you're looking at it from the coaching standpoint. Right. I get it, but even from the owner and from the player standpoint, you look at it as like. Basketball players should have pride about themselves because they're one of the top athletes in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a few and very select few in the boys' club that they're in. You know what I'm saying? You should take pride in that. When you go to work, with any job that you do, you should take pride in what you do because that's how you get paid and that's going to be your legacy. When you have kids and they be like, well, how was my father was or how my mother was, yo, were they this X, Y, and Z at work? Yeah, you should be prideful about your work. You shouldn't just try to coast by. And I understand that the NBA now pays a lot of these guys off of potential. It's something Jordan talked about years ago where these guys were coming in and they were getting these big shoe deals even before they played an 82-game season. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like 20 games in the thing. They'd be like, well, the potential for this kid is through the roof. And they'll give him contracts. True. You know what happens? Fucking Donovan Mitchell has a contract right now with Adidas.
He deserved it, though.
LeBron got a $90 million contract.
Before he even stepped foot on the court.
The thing is, I get it that this generation things comes easier to them. You know what I'm saying? Previous generation had to work a little bit hard. But you should still have that pride. It shouldn't just be about money.
Of course.
If I'm DeMar DeRozan, regardless if I'm 3-for-13, I want to make sure that I'm 4-for-14 to hit whatever shot that I need to hit. You know what I'm saying? Even if you 3-for-15, I mean 3-for-14, you got to hit that. You got to take that shot. You the best player. And that's the thing.
Didn't the coach take him out the game, though?
Yeah.
He didn't get the opportunity because the coach.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, if I understand you're not the top-tier athlete. You're not the top guys. But you pretty close. DeMar DeRozan is pretty close.
He's good.
So it's like, yeah, you 3-for-13, but you gotta be in that game because, like I said before, it's not just about in basketball, you don't play one side of the ball, you play two. So, in those final moments, there's no reason LeBron should be trailing up the court, running up the court
with to do that shot.
Yeah, he's too big, he's like a locomotive.
And why didn't they double team? Like, are you just gonna let him run always to the side of the court like that and just throw?
As a player, you gotta have pride and be like, yo, I don't give a fuck if he dogs me, but I'm gonna give you my best effort because I right now am the only person, regardless of your personnel, you the star of the team. You should be like, yo, I can't depend on you. It gotta be me. It could be like that offensively. But a lot of players think like that offensively, but they don't think like that defensively. And that's the problem. You don't have to be effective on just one side of the ball. And a lot of these coaches and the NBA players, I know the game is catered to offense now. There's no reason they should have been checked. When the ball was inbounded, DeRozan should have been up on him. They do it in college.
When you're ice cold like he was in that game, you got to sit him down. You got to go with the game flow.
He could make up for it in other ways. It don't got to be.
Rondo does it all the time.
But he wasn't. He's not Rondo. He's paid to score.
He's better than Rondo, right?
Scoring.
Oh, okay. Scoring.
He's paid to score. And if you go 3-for-14 during that game, I'm sitting your ass down. You're not with the game flow. They were still in the game.
They were still in the game.
But
Think about
that's
it.
That's when you got to bring in your big guns too at the end of the game when you need them.
Yeah.
But wait, so you gonna bring them off the bench, shoot a brick, and that's it? So
that's what coaching is about. So you gotta talk that into that man. You know,
yeah.
Let him know you my star player. We going with you.
Yeah.
And we
being a coach is a motivator. Yeah. Some players is gonna have bad nights.
What you think that did to his psyche? Just being on the bench.
Yeah.
The end
that
of that game
fucked him up because next year in game.
Next game.
Next game.
Next game. No, you're right. Next year.
Next year, I get what you're saying because they still have one more game. Mm-hmm. But next year, now what you do to DeMar DeRozan is because he becomes a little more timid because he feels like
Coach don't trust him.
So, you were still in the game. They lost 103 to 105. You were still in the game. DeMar DeRozan should have been on that floor to do something defensively. Not even offensively.
He shouldn't have been watching, man.
He should have not been watching. He should have been on that floor defensively.
You got to go with your big guns when you're in a situation like that. This is the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is the season on the line.
It goes back to what we said 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say that.
Let's say all the players is injured, and it's only Durant, Iguodala, and Durant's having a bad night. Mm-hmm. And you need to win the game, even though Durant is 1 for 19.
You want him taking that shot.
Because
it's 1 for 20 or 2 for 20.
It's 1 for 20 or 2 for 20. But great players will step up in great moments. And that's the thing. The playoff is where you create your legacy.
I was just about to say that
from the bench though.
Can't do it from the bench.
You talking about Durant?
Think about
that. Come on, bro.
All right, think about it.
But he's still the best player on the team.
He's the best player on his team. Yeah. The coach felt at that moment that at the time of the game he wasn't pulling his weight.
Well, guess what? They lost.
They lost either way without your best player on the floor.
And he's the leader of the team, so he has to know that now. When he come back game four, they're probably going to get swept. Let's just see the fire. They're going to get swept.
The NBA like to give one game to the bums, but they might get swept.
Man, I think Dwayne Casey time is running out.
How many
seasons are you going to take the teams to the playoffs to do the same exact thing? How many times? Man.
He's
like Marvin Lewis in football. Like the Bengals.
Really? Man. No, he is though.
Yeah, like
he is.
He's like that coach that can't get over the hump in the playoffs ever. But they never fire him. He has his job still.
What was the other dude for a while? Jeff Fisher?
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams is looking all right now, but when he was on the Titans, come on.
And how many
guys.
Years?
They was mediocre.
And how many years did they not fire him? They just had him there. Like, they embedded Fisher, him or something.
They damn near forced him out.
But Dwayne Casey is the same case, man. But like,
in Dwayne's case, he has the talent he has around him.
Say that 10 times.
I know. No, I can't.
But this talent is not going to bring you nowhere. And we know this. It's been proven year after year. It don't matter who they have. Van Vliet, CJ Miles, Serge Ibaka. They've added all these players, and it's still the same. So,
listen.
It's not getting better.
You going to blow it up?
I would blow it up.
You would?
I would blow it up.
It's tough because they got a lot of guys committed to a lot of dollars. So, you got to let I don't know how much DeMar has off. But he signed like 2 years ago, right? Sound like a big deal like 2 years ago, and Kyle Lowry sound like last year, right?
Yeah,
so the good thing about it is that the Kyle Lowry contract isn't crazy. I think it was like 3 years for 100 mil.
Oh, okay.
So this is his second year, and then obviously you got the 1 year left, I believe, or he might have 2 years left because I think he signed last year. But so the Kyle Lowry comes off. He comes off when he's about 33, 34. Yes. DeRozan, I still think he's a really good player. His game is a little bit from like the previous generation, the Kobe Bryants, and more like a Kawhi Leonard type of guy. But you gotta, and then Serge Ibaka, they committed a lot of dollars to him. But you gotta, what do you blow it up for? What is out there on free agency market? You know what I mean? I know 2019 is a big free agency thing with a couple of big names headlining it. But it's like, that's all you can really do. You kind of got to just stand pat because right now, you don't have the cap space for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to let the DeRozan contract. And I'm keeping DeRozan. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'll keep DeRozan. Keep the Kyle Lowry experiment. He dropped 27 in game three.
Useless.
Can't have one of them doing their thing and the next not doing their thing.
That's the thing.
Each game, they both have to do it together. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Yeah. I don't think they could do anything with Kyle Lowry there. Honestly, they're not gonna win a championship. They'll be a good regular season team year after year, but it's not gonna happen.
LeBron is having this effect that Jordan had on a lot of teams in the 90s. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just that you're not really gonna be able to beat LeBron. Like, you saw what one of arguably the second best player had to do. Like, he was unconfident about his abilities to so much to the degree that he was like, well, I just got to join the team that was in the finals. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. It's like, yo, LeBron has
you
that.
You want to do this today?
No, I'm just saying. LeBron has that effect. The same way Jordan had it. But the thing about back in the 90s is like, dudes were really not trying to get together to beat Jordan. They was like, listen, man, we going to roll with them and we going to beat them one time. And, you know, Jordan won six. Hakeem got his two when that nigga was
gone. A lot of people didn't get championships.
A lot of people
didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Great players. Yeah. Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Sean Kemp. You know, a lot of them, they didn't get it because of
Gary Payton.
Nah, Gary Payton got one in Miami.
Miami, he did.
And this is what I was talking about, the Mitch Richmond effect. Playing all those
games. But Gary Payton earned that. Gary Payton earned that, bro.
Mitch Richmond was
if he ain't hit that runner off the backboard in Miami would have lost that game. Miami, I remember that. But, you know, it's one of the things is like, this is the effect that LeBron has on cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is this now the best of LeBron we've seen with him now with a jump shot?
I agree. I think so.
Miami.
I
disagree. Miami.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah. Like his second. No, it's third year.
Yeah,
it's
Miami.
Third year in Miami.
Way cleaner jump shooter in Miami.
Yeah.
You know what it is? The air cleaner down there.
I think overall this is best season, though, man.
You don't want no Cleveland Dots.
Nah.
I think overall this is best season. Collectively, free throw wise, 3-point wise, you know, most triple doubles he's gotten in the season this year.
Yeah.
Like, he's been balling this year to the point where he has to because his team is
You
know,
let's not compare it to the. I hate when they compare this 2018 team to the 2007. Please stop.
You can't.
That team, 2007 was by far worse.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
Kyle Kuzma's an idiot for saying that.
Yeah, he was dumb.
Wait, what did he say? He said they were better before.
Nah, he's saying, like, he basically sees the same
similarities.
George Hill. Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance, way better players.
Jeff Green. Kevin Love.
Come on. I get it. Yeah, Kyle Kuzma's young. He's not aware of the.
I was talking to the masses at work.
You don't know about Ira Neubel.
Good.
See what you were saying, though. Yeah.
There's a name. Shit.
That drops him all the way down, but go ahead.
People at work were telling me that this is the best LeBron. Now that LeBron is clutch. They're saying now LeBron is clutch.
Yeah, but LeBron has been hitting clutch shots, though. Like, I don't know what people are talking about. He's clutch now. I mean,
he wasn't hitting those.
I think
shots.
He has
yes,
to
he was.
I think he's put in these positions.
In postseason?
There's a full compilation video.
Bro, he's put in this position.
Against Orlando,
Of LeBron hitting game-winning jumpers.
You got the one
throughout
against Orlando. That's one.
I can name plenty of games. He got.
And
he had one against Golden State, right? Well, that was a regular season game, right? Yeah, when he was in Miami.
He got one against Golden State when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about before he came back to Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just think he has more opportunities to do it now because his team is so trash that they always in close games. Yeah. So he's kind of have to save the day a lot of times now.
Well, the thing about this Cleveland team, they just watch a lot.
A lot.
They not engage as much.
You think anybody else wanted to take that shot yesterday? Absolutely not.
Well, nah.
They was just watching him running up the floor.
Listen, it's LeBron James. You think LeBron James ain't going to have the ball in his hand?
He would
the
pass
world?
It.
No.
But he would pass it, though, if he had to.
Kyrie left.
I say nothing.
His shot decision.
That's not the reason. Wait, hold on. See, this is bullshit, man. Because who took that? Who took that shot when they won their championship?
Well, he was supposed to take.
No, he made
shot.
Sure he took that
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, but
Kyrie
people,
made
but,
sure
but,
he took
but people
shot.
Act like well, LeBron don't average 7 assists a game for his career. He definitely does pass.
No, I'm not saying that LeBron doesn't pass the ball. I just think the standpoint for Kyrie, what Kyrie just felt like. He was a guy that dominated the ball. And then one of the wishes when Kyrie went to Boston was because the whole knock on Kyrie was just, he was just a scorer. And he wasn't, you know, he's not really a true point guard. You know what I'm saying? That he was a two masquerading as a one. And the thing was, he wanted to change that perception about himself. That's the reason why he went to Boston. He was doing it a little bit early in the season before the knee injury. But the thing is, as great as LeBron is, and he does average 7 assists a game, he does dominate the ball a lot. And I get it, this season he's doing it a lot because his team is putrid. But you got to let these guys play. You know what I mean? You got to encourage these guys. And I'm not saying he's not doing that, but for whatever reason, it's not working. Whether he's overmining Tyronn Lue, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even think it's that.
What do you think?
He wants to trust his guys. But if they can't hit the shots, He's not going to trust. He's going to do it on his own.
Look, and that's
it's like when Kobe asked Smush Parker, you trust Smush Parker to take your shot? Like, but seriously.
This is the thing, though. Kobe trusts Pau Gasol, and that's what you got to understand.
That's Pau Gasol, though.
Yeah, but
Pau Gasol ain't Smush Parker. Love.
That's Kevin Love.
Yeah.
You remember Kevin Love on Minnesota? I ain't forget about that guy.
I ain't forget 16 rebounds a game.
I ain't forget about that guy. They was comparing him to Will Chamberlain at one point. He was grabbing so many
rebounds. Yes, they were.
Bro, you must not have been watching.
You must not have been watching, bro.
Kevin Love was a problem on Minnesota.
That point, I damn sure wasn't watching.
Bro,
Kevin Love was putting up numbers, though.
Kevin Love was putting up numbers.
His last year in Minnesota,
at one point, he was the best power forward in the league.
At one point, I considered Kevin Love the best power forward in
shooting
the league.
Shooting threes, grabbing rebounds, he did everything.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you could attribute it to the weight loss. But at the same time, you don't lose weight just to lose weight. You lose weight to get stronger.
Not even that.
You know what I'm saying?
The role he was going to be playing, he had to lose the weight.
He don't have to play that role, though.
Not on the Cavs.
He don't have to play it now.
He's a spot-up basically on the Cavs.
Yeah, he don't have to play. With Kyrie, I get it. You had to be Chris Bosh 2.0.
Right.
But even Chris Bosh made it work in Miami.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And he played defense, too.
And he played defense. You know what I'm saying? The thing with Kevin Love is, looked like he's just not engaged. At times.
But how? It's been 3 years now. How do you don't look engaged at this point?
Bro, his roles change every year, it seems, though.
Bless you.
Every year.
It's been 4 years. This is four years.
And every year, it seems like a different animal. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, think about it like this. This is what Pau Gasol had to deal with the upper management always talking about trading him. Will he be traded at the trade deadline? Kevin Love had to deal with that his first two seasons. They was talking about getting rid of Kevin Love. They was talking about why they even traded for Kevin Love. Because Andrew Wiggins, I mean, even though he ain't do shit this postseason. But
the projection was.
The projection was that Wiggins was going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And the fact that him and LeBron was going to clash because they're really close to the same position.
Yeah.
Wiggins is that hybrid 2-3. LeBron is a 3. LeBron is a Swiss Army knife, basically. Yeah, but it was going to clash, and that's why you wanted Kevin Love, because of what Kevin Love was doing in Minnesota. But he lost weight, and then you remember he broke his hand, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Kevin Love for never felt like he was on solid ground.
Okay.
It was like a starting five. He was the only white dude in the starting five. You know what I mean? So it's that whole racial thing as well. Even though I don't think LeBron is like that.
I don't think that is.
No, I'm saying, though, there was reports on that.
Yeah.
There was reports on that.
He couldn't relate to his teammates.
He couldn't relate to his teammates. Really couldn't hang out with
them. That's why he started doing all the handshakes.
Yeah, but I knew about that, though, but I didn't know. Like,
but think about it. Camaraderie is not also. You got to build that chemistry on the court.
Yeah.
But you got to build that off the court. When I was playing at Berkeley, me and my guys, we used to roll 12 deep. Like, we hung out everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but we was all black guys. You know what I'm saying? So we liked the same shit.
I doubt that had anything to do with
it. No, I'm saying, but it does, though. Think about it, though.
They was hanging out with
Della
Dover. He's white.
Well, yeah, listen.
Della Dover. He's white.
Think about it like this. What black person don't like an Australian? You know what I'm saying? Like a foreigner in their group.
What?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A foreigner in their group. And that happens. Bro, it always happens. There's a token black... Look, listen. If there's a token black dude in white groups, I guarantee you there's a token white dude in black groups. You know what I'm saying? There's a token black dude with white groups. There's a token white dude with black... It happens, bro.
Okay, it happens, bro. Okay.
I'm telling you.
That's cool.
I'm telling you.
That's cool.
And he's a foreigner. Kevin Love? Where he from?
He's from L.A.
Yeah, L.A.
He's from L.A., right? Yeah. Typical white dude. You know what I'm saying? No accent. Della Dope. Yeah. Let's think about it like this. How many actors get roles and you hear them talk? Wait, listen though. But how many actors you hear get roles and then all of a sudden they talk and you find out they British?
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
The dude on The Walking Dead?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The dude from Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah. You like, what the fuck, bro? Makes you cooler.
So what about Idris Elba?
He cool too for that. It ain't just,
wow.
Cool
yo, they just acting American.
Listen, but this
is this Entertainment Tonight now.
A little bit of it. Let's get back on track. But those what I'm saying is that there were reports about Kevin Love feeling uncomfortable.
They wasn't together.
Yeah, they weren't together. And then you think about it, LeBron just basically shipped half the team this season. You know what I'm saying? Like
he pulled a Thanos.
Yeah, basically.
He pulled a Thanos.
He pulled the Thanos.
He did.
Yeah,
he got rid of everybody.
He disintegrated half of the team.
And brought back some other guys.
Yeah.
And look where they are now.
Look.
Listen. I think they would have been in the same place had they kept
those guys. Nah. I think so.
No nah. way.
I think
no.
so.
Wade would be exhausted right now. Isaiah Thomas is injured.
He's injured right now. That's my point. He's injured right now. You think he wouldn't have been injured with the Cavs? He would have been injured. Dwayne Wade would have been exhausted. I think they would have been getting the same amount of production if they would have kept them guys.
Dwayne Wade dropping that 21 points in that Miami game, I guarantee he would have had a lot more of that playing with LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because to think about it, that was the reason why they got D-Wade.
For that moment.
For those moments. Because you knew that, first of all, him playing in Miami with LeBron definitely took it eased a lot of the stuff that Wade was going through prior to LeBron being there. I think D-Wade's career would have been a lot worse if LeBron didn't go to Miami. He would have been injured. I think he would have been injured more. I think LeBron being there and D-Wade taking that step back allowed Wade to extend his career to even right now. You know what I mean? But he had pretty two good games in that Sixers series. You know what I'm saying? He was like, we want the old D-Wade. And the old D-Wade was back.
Well, hold on 1 minute. Listen, for anybody who's listening out there, you can't comment during the show. You know, just type in whatever you want to say. And if you have a question or you want to say something to the fellas or whatever the case may be,
put it in the comment section. Yeah.
Please. But let's hear your feedback.
Yeah, for sure. But, listen. This LeBron team bad, and if he beats Golden State,
it's not happening.
Golden State is going back to back. If you ask me, there is no if though. It's just like when
people were saying,
you got talking to Mike.
It's just like when people were saying if Conor McGregor is gonna beat Floyd Mayweather, we know that shit ain't gonna happen.
This nigga Floyd been boxing his whole life.
If the Cavs even get to the finals, I'd be surprised.
They get into the finals.
Nah, I wouldn't be too surprised.
Go ahead. I wouldn't be too surprised, but I think they're on the same wavelength.
So you think Boston?
I think Boston could take him up.
Nah.
I think Boston could take him up. Absolutely.
Well, you know something? Brad Stevens is a good coach, man.
The coaching of Brad Stevens.
He finds a way, to make them guys come together.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know.
I can see the Celtics going to the finals.
Cleveland does have LeBron. You got to remember that.
Exactly.
They got that one guy on the team that's a difference.
Any team he goes on got a chance, just like I said before.
I do want to say this, though. Listen, I get right now Boston is 3-0 against Philly. And Philly
that series is done. In the conference finals already.
Right. Philly was the hot team coming in the regular season.
They was beating a bunch of bums. They were beating a bunch of under 500 teams. Made them look better than they was.
Yeah. Okay. That is that. But this is the thing.
Yeah.
Brad Stevenson is a hell of a coach. But you got to realize the competition that he did play against. Right now, the Bucks are trying to interview Becky Hammon. That's big. But that also talks... That also shows that the interim head coach, whoever he was, didn't. So Brad Stevenson outplayed a guy who outcoached a guy who wasn't going to be there next year, basically.
Yeah, well, he's outcoaching.
Well, listen.
Yeah,
Brett Brown now.
Yeah,
he's Brett Brown.
He'll outcoach LeBron, but the thing is with that,
Milwaukee has Giannis. Giannis is a great player, but if you take him out, if he can't shoot and defensively he's great, but you can let him get his points. They don't really have nobody else. Chris Middleton, he does. Eric Bledsoe, you've seen Terry Rozier back the whole fucking series, and Jabari Parker is still returning from his like third knee injury, right? Crazy. So that core really, you know what I mean. And with the interim head coach, I think played into the part where Milwaukee, even though it was a tough series, Milwaukee losing because Brad Stevenson does have that continuity of his guys, even though he got four new guys at the beginning of the year, but he had the whole season to build that continuity.
Right.
Wherein the Jason Kidd thing was like, yeah, he got fired and then the guy was the interim head coach and all that. Cool. That series, I get why Brad Stevenson beat.
Stevens is still a better coach than Jason Kidd, though.
Listen, I'm not saying if Kidd was dead that they would have won, but what I'm saying is, understand that it's not just Brad Stevenson. It's also the competition. So now you get to you beat Milwaukee, right? Beat Milwaukee was a tough series. Somebody had to win. Mm-hmm. Brad Stevenson can right now is probably the best coach in the league.
He is. Without, you
don't
have to say that.
Coach except for Greg Popovich. Yeah, Brad Stevens is the W coach. So now you get to Brett Brown and you get to the Philadelphia 76ers. They've been overachieving the whole season.
Yep.
Right? You didn't think they was, what was they, in the number four? Number
three.
Number three. They ended up being number three. The Brett Brown has been coaching. And I watched the interview. It was like Brett Brown was just excited to be in the playoffs. Like, now, if you're a coach, you know what I'm saying? Not saying you're not supposed to be excited about the development you got. But he was talking about the entire time about the possibilities. It was like he was talking about the future, not this season. Oh, wow. So it's like, the thing is, you got to understand. Your guy, who you say is a rookie, he is a rookie. Ben Simmons is going to hit a wall. There's always a rookie wall that every player hits, right? Joel Embiid, he came back even though he's been dominating. You know what I mean? But he has that injury to the face. I think it's an orbital fracture that he's dealing with.
That is not a factor and then, at all.
No, it's not. It's not.
You can't put that
And then Markelle Fultz, who I don't really know what he's doing in this series.
He should not play. Everybody keeps saying play him. He's not playing.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Philly, and you got to think about it too, Philly hasn't been shooting the three balls as well as they've been the regular season.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're a team, you know, that lives by it, you're going to die by it.
Right.
So the problem is, it's like,
they're dying right now.
Yeah. The problem is that the Celtics close out quickly on guys.
On shooters.
They close out quickly. They're one of the quickest teams closing out on
good defense.
On shooter. So, along with your rookie having that one game where he had 1 point, you know what I mean? Even though he only attempted like 7 shots or something.
Four shots,
so even less than that. The thing is, it's like, it's kind of, you can see why the Celtics will win against Philly, right?
I was, to tell you the truth, I wasn't even expecting
that. You wasn't.
I was not.
But you wasn't. I wasn't expecting
that. Nobody expected 3-0.
I thought Philly was going to win, but then it's like reevaluating everything and watching the game. You can see why that Celtics 3-0. I would have never guessed that. Yeah, but they play better collectively.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're a way better team together.
And the thing is, if Kyrie was there, oh my God.
Son.
Jesus.
And Gordon Hayward was
there. No, not even Gordon Hayward.
No, bro. Yep. You got to add that, though. That's you're talking about 22.
Yeah, because he's a part of the team.
You're talking about 22 points a night. He was giving that on Utah.
I'm talking about, granted, he had the broken leg. So
okay. So you just omitted him from the season.
Right.
Okay.
But if he was to come back, it's still a problem.
But remember, it's a leg. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but it's the leg still.
Yeah.
If Kyrie's there, they're the favorite to come out the East.
I think so.
I think they're still the favorite without him. Based on the level that Terry Rozier is playing. Terry Rozier is filled in for Kyrie Irving so good.
No Kyrie,
he's not Kyrie, but he's putting up the same exact numbers. 24 a game.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do that against Cleveland.
That's what you think. Nobody thought he was going to do that against them in the last series. Now he's doing the same thing in the second series. Yeah. He's building some kind of
double his first start.
Yes,
bro. So he's instant offense.
He's building like a little resume for himself to show you that what he can do. He got a little nickname now and everything, and he's living up to that.
Wait, what's his nickname?
Scary Terry.
Oh, shit.
They gave him a freaking name
already. They gave him a name, man.
Playoff
P. Scary.
Scary Terry.
Don't you say that goddamn name in here. He ain't no goddamn playoff
P. I'm fucking around, man.
The fuck?
But like I said, he's playing at the same level as Kyrie,
right,
man.
You damn right about that. He won't be unemployed for
long,
Yeah, but like I said, he's playing at the same level as Kyrie would be playing at.
I think so. Yeah, Rozier's.
Now, Kyrie would be dropping at least like 25.
Yeah, son.
He's doing that right now.
No, but that's what he's saying. He's saying Rozier's playing about.
He's filling in that role perfectly right now. To the point where they don't miss him, really. You know what I'm saying? But not saying that, okay, having Kyrie wouldn't be a benefit.
Oh, you need Kyrie.
Of course. But if you got a player that could fill in off the, like you know, just, he used to be a bench player. Mm-hmm. Now he's starting. He's doing the same thing your starter would be doing.
Yeah.
That's not really dropping off.
That was like that few years ago with the Clippers with Chris Paul and Eric Bledsoe. Like when Eric Bledsoe filled in really good for Chris Paul, and then he got that big contract, and then from Phoenix, and then I don't know what the fuck.
You're
seeing the back of niggas' jerseys.
Hold on. Now you're seeing Boston do what they do without Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
It's been put out there already that San Antonio. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Would it be possible? Let me ask it another way. If the opportunity came up,
mm-hmm.
Kyrie for Kawhi, would you pull the trigger on the deal?
Wait, if I was who though?
If you was a GM of Boston.
If you was
hell no, the way Kyrie played this season, that wouldn't make any sense.
You know why I wouldn't do it?
Why?
Because Kawhi takes away from Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward.
Takes a shot to me.
Yeah, he takes away. They have three players that play the same position.
Yeah.
Boston does. Yeah. So I get it. Kawhi is great. But I think you need a point guard to distribute all that talent that you got.
To his point, now he's saying Rozier is fitting perfectly.
Yeah, but you can. There's always an aberration. You know what I mean? This is one of the things. Is like Rozier is playing a heck of a series, but who's to say he comes back and does that
for next year? Season.
Who's saying
you that's know? Just, you know, Kyrie's giving you that.
Kyrie's giving you that,
but he's giving it to you right now. He's feeling imperfect right now, but he's saying like once the season starts, will it be the same? Like, say he comes in next season and Kyrie's still hurt. Yeah. He's averaging 12 points a game. Yeah. That's not Kyrie numbers.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
Not, so that's a drop off. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you mean. That's a drop off.
So I wouldn't trade. I wouldn't trade for Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi's a hell of a player.
Now what happened? Because Boston has draft picks. So you give up. So you make the trade for Kyrie for Kawhi, and Boston also gives you one of their first round picks.
I wouldn't do that.
You still that, wouldn't.
Bro, I would not take. Sorry, Kawhi.
So Kyrie wait, wait. And if, a top
if,
five pick.
If I'm the Spurs, I'm gonna take that. Right, barely, yeah,
the Spurs.
But for the Celtics,
Boston doesn't benefit from getting Kawhi.
It's stupid for them. Like you said, dumb. They got like three people that play that position already.
And of course, it's gonna be a sign and trade.
No, of course.
So you wouldn't take a for San Antonio. To offer Kawhi, because to get Kyrie, you wouldn't take him in a first and a top five.
Who are we taking from perspective though? That's what I'm saying. What from which GM perspective? Are you talking as a San Antonio GM?
Okay, as a Boston GM.
As a Boston GM,
hell,
I'm not
as a Boston GM,
that is that's a no. That's a negative.
That would make no sense.
You have another high draft pick, I believe, or mid draft pick this year. Mm-hmm. Why would you even trade that? These are potentially good players. We watched some good college games this past season. So potentially, a player could fall into your lap that could bolster your bench or who could be a starter, and you could probably move away from that Gordon Hayward contract if you feel like his contract isn't coming to the level of what you need production-wise. You know what I'm saying?
But now, look at all the players you have around you now. Mm. Even without that, you have Jaylen Brown, first-round pick.
Yeah.
Rozier, was he a first-round pick?
Rozier, I think, I don't know where.
Tatum, a first-round pick.
Tatum was number three.
You mean to tell me, there's only so much possession you can get, like you said.
Yeah.
So this is me asking the basketball people.
Yeah, you go.
Wouldn't it be smart for you to say like, all right, we could take the draft pick of Boston for San Antonio and take like a Marvin Bagley or a, you know.
No, but this is the thing. That's the thing though. San Antonio. You talking about San Antonio getting Marvin Bagley?
Right. If you made the deal.
But Boston wouldn't do it. Like, that trade benefits only San Antonio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why Boston wouldn't pull the shit.
Yeah, because first of all, it's like, let's say Boston gets Kawhi Leonard. What does Kawhi Leonard do outside of just doing defense? He scores. Mm-hmm. But to score, you need a ball in your hand. Unless you like.
But here's the key factor. Remember, Brad Stevens is the coach. Brad Stevens is the coach.
But Kawhi Leonard has Greg Popovich.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, if anything, it's not really a far drop off. Like, it's even asinine to think that Brad Stevenson is a better coach than Greg Popovich.
Oh, of course.
But so the crown is really Greg Popovich, and then everybody else just falls in the line. Brad Stevenson happens to be close. Like, I get it if he was talking about like a different franchise. If Kawhi was on a different franchise and Greg Popovich wasn't his coach. Yeah. But for me to be like, I'm Brad Stevenson, I'm going to utilize Kawhi Leonard better than Greg Popovich would be crazy. And Brad Stevenson would probably even think that himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Kawhi, he doesn't really get a lot of assists. He probably averages like 2 assists a game. So it's like 2.5 or something like that. I might be wrong, but it's not a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is like you got the most Kawhi could play is the 2-3, a little bit of the 4. You know what I mean? Not really a one. You know what I mean? Who would you put at one? At Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
And you have Teddy Rozier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But then you think about who you haven't come off the bench like
Marcus
that.
Marcus Smart. I mean, you're going to use Marcus Smart?
No, I'm saying, okay, out of Gordon, Jaylen, Tatum, and Kawhi, who do you have coming over? Obviously, you're going to put the two guys, Jaylen Brown.
The trade just wouldn't make sense to me. Fuck up the chemistry.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Yeah, why would you mess up the chemistry that they got going on right now?
You got four guys who played a two.
Yeah, why would you need to trade? You're on a winning team.
Yeah. And then you hinder the growth of Jason Tatum and Jaylen.
So what happens then when you get the draft picks now? Now Boston keeps the draft picks.
Yeah.
And they have a top five pick. It's going to be a top
five
pick.
This is the thing. If I'm...
How many people do you need?
Draft what you need.
I got you. This is what I would do. You see they picked up Greg Monroe.
Right.
They need a five. Aaron Baines been playing above what we thought Aaron Baines was going to be doing.
Okay.
But they need a five. Greg Monroe's not that five. They could put Marvin Bagley third at the five if they wanted to. You know what I'm saying? You need a five. Because that completes your team.
But I mean, the lottery didn't happen yet, so we don't
know
how
high.
Well, I'm saying, whoever
Bagley,
they get.
Bagley's probably going to be 1, 2, or 3, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying. You need to get, if I'm Boston, I'm going, because Marcus Morris is good, but Marcus Morris could come off the bench, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
He's been coming off the bench.
So I'm getting a 4 or 5 with my pick. I don't need no more guards. I don't need no more two. I don't need no more wings. I need a big man. You know what I mean? Potentially a guy who can turn out to be like the next DeMarcus Cousins or Anthony Davis.
Because
if you have that on your team at a cheap price for 4 years, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You're going to be dangerous.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And now these kids come in more prepared than they used
ever.
To.
Ever.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The game changed. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I'm Boston, I'm keeping my pick. I'm keeping Kyrie. I wouldn't trade for Kawhi.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting to the point of the show. It's a new segment of the show, actually.
Not really new, but
not really new.
We've done it
before. We've done it a few times before. But it's the Shut the Fuck Up segment. Yes,
yeah.
It is here now. And today's segment will be orchestrated by Brother Q. He has a few things to say to somebody out there who probably says I'm kind of fucking stupid. You know, so we're going to let this man, you know, speak out.
Yeah.
Let him say what he got to say. The floor is yours, my man.
Well... This Shut the Fuck Up segment is specified for retired basketball legend, Scottie Pippen. He says the Golden State Warriors are not a dynasty due to the fact that they allowed Kevin Durant to come to the team. Now, exactly. See, now, here's the thing that don't make sense to me, because I'm pretty sure if Scottie Pippen was a GM, right? He'd accept Kevin Durant with open arms, right?
Oh,
wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking to the mic, bro. Oh.
He would accept Kevin Durant with open arms now, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
So I mean, what are you talking about by this team is in a dynasty? Also, they won 2 championships in the last 3 years. They look like they're going to be around for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this dude talking about?
That's all you got? You got more to say?
He's a hater.
Yeah, he definitely is a hater. He definitely is a hater.
Wait, so...
Tell him he's a hater.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen, you're a fucking hater. Even though I know Scottie can't hear this, I hope you do hear this someday. But you're a fucking hater. And Durant would give you 40 in his sleep.
wait. So...
Yo!
So Scottie said that they're not a dynasty because Durant went there?
Yeah, just because Durant went there.
That would further cement their dynasty level.
That's exactly what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. If anything, they are a dynasty because of
Durant. It's
kind of
like when Dennis Rodman joined them, right? He continued their legacy.
Yeah, he continued their legacy.
But...
Yeah. No.
I think he did. They won 3, and then they won 3 more with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jordan took that 2-year break.
He did.
And then Dennis Rodman joined them. He just made them even better than they were before.
I was thinking about something different. I was thinking about the Bad Boys and all that stuff. But I know what you're saying.
That's like a 6-year dynasty if you want to be real about it. That's a dynasty of 6 years.
Yeah.
So
that's a dynasty.
Same thing. And they added an all-star.
Listen, if anybody don't think Golden State not winning this year, that's crazy.
Exactly.
Some niggas is winning.
They went. Come on, bro.
Curry came off the bench and dropped
28.
And he was gone for like a few
5 weeks.
5 weeks. Like nothing.
See, you know what it is? People thinking that the Rockets got that chance. That's why. But
listen, Chris Paul don't sniff Western Conference, and James Harden like the Instagram thoughts too much.
Hey, take it easy, buddy. Take it easy over there.
I think he with Ashanti now, which is
bad.
Shanti.
Hey, that's
the bad, bro.
Hey, that's the upgrade, bro.
Oh, baby.
There you go. That's it, Q?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
You good.
My man, you have something to say?
Word. Listen, man.
Speak on it. Speak on it. Put the cap. Make it hot and make it sure you get on him.
This is what I'm talking about. That Pippen shit was crazy, though. But this, my shut the fuck up has to do with Carmelo Anthony.
Oh boy. I want. Brace yourself.
Listen, listen. Sean, he not a Knicks. He's not a Knicks player no more. He's not a Knicks player no more. So don't feel as bad. But my thing is that, as we all know, OKC, they lost to a rookie in Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz, which is a pretty good defensive team. During the press conference, well, I guess exit interviews that they have, Carmelo expressed that he wouldn't be coming off the bench. So, obviously, Melo is part of that 2003 draft class.
Yes.
With
LeBron.
LeBron.
Darko.
Oh, God.
Who have their championship ring, by the way.
He does. He does. 2004 Pistons.
Okay.
That could have been Melo, man.
It could have been Melo.
Yep.
But, you know, Melo's probably like, you know, I kind of just want to do my thing myself. I don't really want to play within the team.
It was Joe Dumars, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was Joe Dumars, but, you know. But, yeah, Melo's talking about. Hold on, sir. Hey, babe.
Are you kidding? Yo, sir.
Babe, let me call you back.
Oh, man.
All right, let me call you back, babe. You outside? All right. But, my bad.
It's all just right, like the right. Pizza.
My bad, my bad. So, freaking, Melo has expressed that he's not in to coming off the bench. First of all, Nicky, you shouldn't be into doing anything right now. You lost. So, whatever your role is next season, take it. Because the only thing you're saving grace is that $28 million that you know you going to opt into. Because ain't nobody paying your ass a dime no more.
Right.
You going to get D-Wade money that he got. When Cleveland picked him up for $1.42 million. If you don't know, my 2K players know, because that's the veteran minimum in 2K that you could give somebody.
Speak on it.
You know what I'm saying?
Speak on it.
Listen, this is what Melo gonna do. Melo's gonna opt into his $28 million, and whoever the head coach with Billy Donovan, to me, should be fired.
No, he's staying next year.
I know he's staying, but whoever Billy Donovan should. Just have Melo come off the bench. Melo, I get that the fact that he was a star player and it's hard to learn his new role. But you got to make the best of your opportunities. And I know playing with Westbrook ain't the easiest thing. So there's that too, especially when you're taking, 40-plus shots in one game, which is fucking ridiculous.
Fucking insane.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. Carmelo needs to understand that to be productive at this point in your career, you can look at one of your closest friends, D-Wade, came off the bench. He regulated himself to the bench, you know what I'm saying, for Cleveland, and he regulated himself in Miami.
I'm pretty sure and he had the stroke in Miami, too, if you want
to see. You know what I'm saying? If he wanted to start it over, what's his name, Johnson? Not Tyler Johnson, the other guy.
James Johnson.
No, not James Johnson.
Waiters?
Waiters is injured,
but you know that's who was
whoever the two guard is. It's something. I think he's number five.
Josh Richardson.
Yeah, Richardson, not Johnson. I'm sorry.
Good save.
I guarantee he could have started over that because, like Q said, he does have the pull. The thing is, you got to understand, and Kobe had this problem too, where he didn't understand the point in career where it was like you need to just kind of take a step back because you're not that guy no more. Melo's a great scorer. He could be a great scorer off the bench, but nigga, you talking about. You gonna start with it. You too slow to guard threes, and you ain't strong. Well, no, Melo is very strong. Melo is a very strong player, but Melo ain't banging for boards. Not at this point in his career. He's a spot up shooter and a guy who can give you points off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Melo, shut the fuck up. You are gonna go wherever Billy Donovan tells you to go, because you are definitely not a starter. You might be a starter on Sacramento, but you ain't a starter on OKC.
Well, it depends on who's on the team next year as well.
Listen.
Bro, he's a starter. Tell you the truth. OKC, I'm sorry, bro. I mean, I understand where he's coming from.
Negro, are you kidding me right now?
Bro.
Listen.
Who they got that's better than him to put at that small forward
spot? Listen, you
got
to let
Jeremy Grant.
You got to let
You start Jeremy Grant over.
No, I mean, it does give your team a spark, though, because remember, James Harden was better than Cephalosha when he was coming off the bench.
Yeah, Cephalosha was starting.
Yeah.
Cephalosha was starting. This is the thing. Manu Ginobili did it for years. So I don't understand a guy who made a boatload of money in his career, who's on a championship contending team, right? We can think all we want about OKC. But if OKC, if them niggas was to get them shit right, they was one of the most dangerous teams. The problem is that Billy Donovan don't know what the fuck to do with any of them. He just let him play iso ball. Melo don't know what the fuck he's doing because he has never been in that role before. Paul George, to me, is a little overrated and fucking...
A lot overrated, but go ahead.
And Westbrook does... He's the only legitimate superstar, but the problem is he does whatever the fuck he wants because he's the only legitimate superstar. So, in order to have Paul George and fucking... What's his name? Play together well? You know what I'm saying? Paul George and Westbrook... Melo, you need to come off the bench because you're looking like a clown out there where you could bolster that second bench and fucking actually do something and be a problem and get all the touches you want and take all the shots you want. You talking about you don't want to come off the bench, you're in your 15th year in the league? Nigga, unless your name LeBron James, you need to shut the fuck up.
Melo ain't a team player, man.
Nah, he's never been. He's never been.
And let me explain to you something.
Never been.
The minute... He goes on that bench. He admits he don't have it no more.
But that's
I think that's what he don't want to admit though.
He does not want to admit. It's over.
If he comes off the bench, it's over for him.
Exactly.
He don't want to face that.
He's living off his reputation right now.
Yeah, his reputation is I don't want to come off the bench. Remember he said that before the season started too. Yeah, he laughed at the fact.
He laughed at it.
So,
nigga, watch the tape. It been over. It been over. You ain't got to be regulated to the bench to see that.
Word.
You looking like Paul Pierce in the Clippers uniform.
Damn, son.
You looking like Paul Pierce in a Clippers uniform right now.
Struggling out
the crazy there. Thing is, D-Wade is 3 years older than Carmelo Anthony.
And he's still putting up numbers.
He put up numbers in the playoff. And you know why? Because he saved his energy coming off the bench. And right now, that's where Carmelo's at.
And to tell you the truth, he's a team player.
He's a team player? Yeah.
I don't think Carmelo's ever been a team player.
That's why.
I think he should be starting though. Honestly, just reduce his minutes or something, man.
Let the Nick thing go, man.
I'm not. It's not about the Nick thing,
come
man.
Come on.
There's no one better in that position on that team than Melo. Is none. Who's a better small forward on that team? Like he said, he could go to
Paul George's because he actually is a three.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah,
he just got the handle of a two, so I guess they made him play two.
Who, Paul George?
Yeah. Paul George really is a three. And Melo should be
playing. Yeah, he's a three. Paul George is really a three.
And Melo should be playing the four. Friggin' four.
That's what they were trying to experiment with, though. They tried to experiment with that. It's not working because, like you said, he don't bang on the boards.
I don't think he don't want to do it.
Who you going to start?
He don't like playing the four.
He don't like playing the four.
Yeah, but then the thing is, they're not going to start Patrick Patterson over him.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, let's be for real. They're not going to start Patrick Patterson over Melo.
I totally forgot that nigga was on the
team. I forgot.
He's not a bad player, though. He's a big
He's not a bad player at all. He can shoot threes, but he's not starting over Melo.
Sometimes it's solid six points a game.
Sometimes it's good to put the better player on the bench, though. It does give your bench some life, especially if you don't have that much depth. They don't have a lot of depth.
And Melo could have been part of
maybe they need to try to get that depth. They need to try to get that depth this offseason.
Mr. Producer Man, do we have enough time for one more? I'll save it.
All right, guys. Wait, how much minutes do we have left? Come on.
Wow.
Threw me off, all man. Right, all right. But you're right. Melo is a starter on OKC, but the thing at this point in his career, he's not a starter on a lot of teams.
I agree with that.
And he needs to come off the bench because that's what OKC really needs. Like when Westbrook and George come out, they need that firepower with the bench. That's what Manu Ginobili been doing for years on the Spurs.
He's made a career out of it now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But like, who else is on that bench? There's nobody else on that bench
right now. For what on
OKC?
No, it's not.
I told people. When this
they picked up Corey Brewer.
Who the fuck cares about the fucking good defender. Who the fuck cares?
That's like having Andre Robertson come off the bench. It's the same thing.
Corey Brewer shoot better than him.
Corey Brewer shoots better.
He shoots better, but it's like the same kind of player. Yeah, it's not that much better.
I'd rather have Corey Brewer shooting than
Andre Robertson.
They do not respect Robertson's shot at all.
They
stand at least 5-6 feet away from him when he shoots the three.
Honestly, I feel like that's one NBA player I could beat in a one-on-one.
He's still watching you.
I'll back up over him, and he's gonna miss everything.
Negro, do you know what you talk? That's a paid player right there.
When you play Robinson, just make sure them handles tight, bro. Because he a great defender.
That's true.
He's a great defender.
I respect the the moxie.
Bro, he gonna take the ball from you and get nothing but layups. That's
word,
what he gonna do.
Word, so he ain't gotta punch that shit out.
Words.
He punching it to the gate. Yeah, to the gate, son. To the wall, whatever you playing.
Wherever, son.
Nah, but I feel you. Like, offensively, he's horrendous, bro. He's horrendous.
Yeah, his free like throws. His free throws be like air balls. A shooting guard shooting air ball free throws. Like, come on now.
That's crazy.
Can't do that.
Is there another STFU? I know we have.
There's one for me.
All right, go ahead.
This has been coming for ages now.
Yeah.
This has to do with the NFL.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You should have told me. I would have wrote that up.
No, don't worry. You can write in there. We're writing there after.
Yeah.
This is for one Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, you need to shut the fuck up.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He still claimed to be one of the better wide receivers out there in the league.
Yeah, if he want
to be the best, we ain't no.
Yeah, if he in the CFL.
Let me calm myself down first.
If he in the CFL with Johnny Manziel, go ahead. <pass. laughs>
Nah, he gotta be in the Pee Wee leagues and shit like that.
Right, damn, right, y'all think he's that bad right now?
Nah.
Damn, bro. Like,
before I begin,
CFL.
He ain't that go damn good, man. Come on,
it's his FTFU.
STFU. Thank you. If you go to the LBRS blog.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of him on the jugs machine. He missed every pass.
On a machine?
On the jugs machine.
Really?
The easiest thing to catch. On the jugs machine. He missed everything.
I could catch that with 10 broken
Come
fingers.
Come on, son. He can do that.
I got to see this.
It's on the blog?
It's on the blog.
I'm
going to
check that shit out.
But yeah. To Dez Bryant, I need you to shut the fuck up, get on the team, and prove to the masses that you are a top 10 wide receiver. Because you ain't the top 10 wide receiver, and you ain't even top 15.
Yeah.
When the cornerbacks of the league are telling each other, the word on the street is that's going to run a 9, which is just a straight route, or a slant, you have a problem. You see Larry Fitzgerald complaining about catches or anything like that?
No. And Larry Fitzgerald's longer in the tooth than Dez. Way longer in the tooth than Dez.
But he's better than Dez. He's better than ever.
And you know what he do?
It's the dreads.
I tell you, the dreads in the I tell. That's what's going on there. But besides the point, I ain't never hear Larry complain about getting the ball.
Nah, he don't.
About, you know, being the best wide receiver. He go out there and he do his work. Antonio Brown go out there and do his work. You know why the Cowboys really cut Dez? You know why they really cut him?
Why?
Because he wasn't going to take a pay cut.
That's the thing. They didn't even say.
These dudes don't be in it for the game. They be in it for the money.
Hold on. They cut Dez Bryant because he did not want to take a pay cut. And why go through 2 weeks of news cycle knowing you ain't going to take a pay cut?
You got a point.
Then you say you're going to go to the Giants and play with Odell.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no passes, bro. You not on Odell level.
He will get passes.
It's not like Eli's going to throw it to him 100% of the time. He's going to throw the ball to Odell.
There's going to be times
where... Beckham, Dez Bryant, who are you throwing the ball to?
But you can't only pass it to him all game.
Exactly. What if there's like three defenders on Odell?
Sherman, you're a football guy. You know 100% of the passes ain't going to Odell. That's going to get seven. Because Sterling Shepard was getting eaten too.
Right. But I would trust Odell. Than Dez.
No, I'm saying, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, with the Rosa thing, it's all about the flow of the game.
Right. And he don't get that.
Who don't get that?
Dez don't get that.
He will get that if he goes to the Giants, he'll get that.
He's sort of like an NFL Carmelo Anthony. Right?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. My man. That's why you here.
Damn.
You thinking.
NFL Carmelo, that ain't no it's good, true. Bro. That ain't no good, bro.
And nobody wants to sign him.
He going to the Eagles.
No, they don't want to sign him.
Damn.
And Washington, which is the easiest team to get on, they don't want to sign him.
Nah, the Browns is the easiest team to get on.
They don't want to sign him either. There's no market for this man.
Man, the Browns will take him, man.
There is no market for Dez Bryant.
Bro, the Browns got a market for anybody that can help them out, man. They suck.
I know they suck.
Help us win one.
Who they got?
That's
got
to be the manager for next
Who?
Season.
He can't catch. Dez can't catch no more.
He couldn't catch.
Bro, you act like he lost his hands, man.
Probably did.
He ain't losing
Once
his
again,
hand.
Go to the LBRS blog and check the video. And don't lie.
Man, he acting like he lost his hands, man. He ain't that damn bad, man. I got to see this video.
How many catches did he get this year, previous
check
year?
It, you check the numbers.
Let me continue.
The reason why the Cowboys cut him is also because it's over for you, Dez. When they drafted Zeke, it was over. You should have known the writing was on the wall then.
Zeke.
Yeah, but Zeke is a running back, though.
Yeah, right. That's
but the offense is now centered around Zeke and Dak. It's not centered around Dez.
Well, they need guys who are going to catch the ball, too.
The problem with Dez.
He can't catch. Have you not been fucking
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, though. They got to get somebody to replace him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't just leave him off the team. And
I mean, they signed Allen Hurts in the offseason from Jacksonville.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes, they did.
That's a good pickup.
That's a good pickup. And it also helps the running game. What Dez needs to do, shut the fuck up.
Where?
Get your ass in training. Yeah. Start catching. And be productive.
He got hands, right? He still got his hands, right? Listen, from what you checking?
Dez ain't.
He still got his hands.
Dez,
right?
Dez was under 1,000 by like 100 and something, 170 yards. He has 6 touchdowns and only 69 receptions. Now the problem is how many of those balls were thrown to him that he didn't get. I think the problem with Dez is he doesn't have the separation.
Does it show that though? Does it show his drop passes?
Because
from what you just said, it sounds like he still got hands to me.
What was his stats? His 69 receptions for 838 yards. He averaged 12.1 yards a catch, and he had 6 touchdowns. So Dez ain't obsolete. It might have just been a bad couple seasons because the year. The year before that, he played in 13 games, only got 50 receptions, and he had 800 yards. So I don't know, man. Dez ain't that.
And most of those plays are big explosive plays. He gets once in a while or when they
But you killed. Need that on your team, though. You need a guy that could just go for like a 50-yard catch real quick.
When I throw you a slant, wait, not even that. You got to know the route tree, bro. The route tree is not a line, and it's not a slant. It's more than that.
So you think he don't know the difference?
Oh, I don't think so right now. Like you said, that's Carmelo Anthony right there of the NFL.
Swear.
He don't get it.
He like, I ain't gonna be the second receiver. I ain't gonna be a number two receiver.
Exactly.
Nigga,
that's what he's saying.
I don't even know if you're a number three receiver right now.
That's what he's saying. Look. We gotta go. Wrap it up, man.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for another episode. Let's be real. It's always fun with being here with these guys.
I'm sweating right now, man. I'm working.
But, thanks for tuning in. If you got any questions or comments, go to lbrstalk@gmail.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Let's Be Real Sports blog page, where, Sherman and Sean is usually posting some hilarious shit. I indulge in it myself as well when I have some time. But, this episode don't have a title, so you know. I don't know.
Just
what it
name
is.
It untitled. Name it untitled.
That's it.
All right, but yeah, I want to thank y'all and enjoy the rest of your evening. Peace.